The year was 1992. Tony Oppenheimer and his wife, Marty, were newly married. They both grew up in the Kansas City area and wanted to do something in the arts in a public fashion, as Tony puts it. A cousin introduced them to Bruce Hartman, then the energetic director of the Johnson County Community College Gallery of Art, known for his distinctive, booming laugh. As Tony and Marty recall, they met on campus.
And we went to meet Bruce at the library. We broke into such hysterical laughter within a few minutes, security threw us out. And I thought, this is the perfect group for us to collect art.
And it has been the three musketeers ever since.
Bruce Hartman, now director of the Nerman Museum, remembers reaching out to the Oppenheimers with a funding request. He was delighted when Marty and Tony Oppenheimer became patrons. Hartman says over the years, they've built a collecting relationship based on trust and honesty.
We've always felt that we could say whatever we needed to say to each other. If one of us is particularly against acquiring a work of art, we don't acquire it.
The Oppenheimers started buying outdoor sculptures for the college campus, one of the first a bronze by Louise Bourgeois, then in her 80s called Woman with Packages. And that expanded to indoor sculpture, like the work they commissioned from artist Do Ho Su, a robe crafted from thousands of steel dog tags. But from the very beginning, there was a commitment to include local and regional artists in the collection.
And this goes back to the very founding of the college collection in 1980, that we had an obligation, essentially, to look to our own community, to the region, to acquire works.
In 2003, when Jerry and Margaret Nerman pledged funding for a new contemporary art museum on campus, the collecting focus for the trio changed. The college's collection of paintings, prints, photographs, ceramics, and sculpture was installed across campus, some outside on the grassy lawns and others inside the dining halls and along corridors.
Marty and Tony and I were at dinner one evening, and they suddenly looked at me and they said, well, what are you going to put in the museum in terms of the permanent collection galleries?
The Oppenheimers suggested a change of direction in their collecting, from sculpture to include everything else, to build a collection for the new museum. At a furious pace, they started to collect work, including that of then-emerging artists like Carrie James Marshall, Gregory Crudson, and Dana Schutz. Tony Oppenheimer says having the collection based at a community college provides a unique opportunity to become part of the students' lives.
Many times I've heard a number of them say, not that I'll meet you in front of the library, but I'll meet you in front of the rabbit. And the rabbit is Barry Flanagan's Heron Bell, which is a huge bronze sculpture. Many of the students see it as their art. You know, this is their campus art. And I think that's wonderful for us. To feel like we made a difference.
The Oppenheimer collection is now at 153 works and counting at an estimated value of more than $10 million. And Marty Oppenheimer says there are no plans to stop. She says when they travel to art fairs or artist studios in Kansas City or other cities, it's always a time of discovery.
Really, that's what we do together in love. Absolutely.
Bruce Hartman says he's putting as many works as possible from the Oppenheimer collection on display at the Nerman Museum, including about 25 that have never been on view. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.